Sacrifice has no class. Everyone must sacrifice. Don't say it's for you. No. It's for everybody. The pastor cannot be calling the church to sacrifice, and he himself will not sacrifice. Everybody must sacrifice. So this message of sacrifice is to all and sundry. It's for the young. It's for the old. It's for the educated. It's for the literate. Sacrifice. No crown, no throne can stand without sacrifice. Every kingdom is established on the platform of sacrifice. Even the kingdom of Christ on earth, the church of God, is established on the platform of sacrifice. Somebody said, the strength of the church is the blood of the saints. The blood of the saints is the strength of the church. The battles of life compels us to sacrifice. Just like you have seen in the life of that king of Moab, he was compelled to sacrifice. There are some battles that you need to fight, that you cannot fight it in the pleasure of your air-conditioned room. At times you need to leave your home and come to the church. Come and pray. Come and see the face of God. That is what the battles of life compels us to do. It is hard to get to the top. It is harder to stay on top. Anyone that cannot sacrifice cannot stay on top. Sacrifice is the only thing that ensures your stability at the top. Intelligence can take you to the top, but only sacrifice can keep you there. A lot of people are down today because they cannot sacrifice. Sacrifice is more powerful than the army of men. If you have five men that can sacrifice, they can defeat hundreds of thousands of people who are living licentious lives. I heard of an army that anytime they want to fight, they will first of all, the general will call his people forward. They are looking at the enemy again. We will call them. We will call like 100 of them. Oh yeah, come out. And then this river, jump into it. And all the 100 people, they will jump into that river, and they will perish like that. Nobody will ask any question. At times when the enemy nation sees that these people are ready to die, they will turn back and run. You know, it's not easy to fight somebody who wants to die now. It's not easy. That's why these terrorists, they find it so difficult to get rid of them. The soldiers that are fighting them, they love life. But those that they are in for, they love death. Anybody that loves death is a lover of sacrifice. And it's not easy for you to defeat people like that. Sacrifice is the ultimate key to breakthrough. Sacrifice can make kings and their kingdoms to bow before you. Said, seest thou a diligent man? Said, he will stand before kings and not near men. It is the product of the sacrifice you have given in the private that will now begin to manifest in the public. The cost of your sacrifice determines the benefit that you will get. Somebody said, what you run away from will determine what will run toward you. That is sacrifice. What you run away from will determine what will run toward you. Sacrifice delivers victory into your life. When you are talking of the strongest man that has ever lived on this planet, that man is Samson. But he lacked one thing, and that thing is sacrifice. He's a strong man, but he doesn't have the intelligence of sacrifice. That's why he lost the victory. Sacrifice turns your story to glory. Sacrifice turns your trial to triumph. Sacrifice turn your losses to gain. Sacrifice turns your test to testimony. That's why we need to be men and women of sacrifice. It's great to sacrifice. If you look at the scriptures, let me just mention one or two people here. They are personalities of sacrifice. If you read the book of Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, Daniel was tempted. They said, let us give you the best of meal in the palace. But he said, no. No. All I want is beans. Just be giving me beans. I won't take the meat of the palace. I will not take the meat that has been sacrificed to idols. I'm okay with my meat, with my beans. Some people are not like that. So, pastor is not there. Bring it. There was a time, you know, this festival that these religious people used to sacrifice ram was on the way. And I preached to the church of God. I said, this is what the Bible says, that the thing that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice it to idols and not to men. That you, as children of God, you are not expected to eat of such sacrifices. And I encourage them that it is not easy, that but they should sacrifice. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, sacrifice. I say, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Touch your neighbor and say, sacrifice. Some people are afraid. Touch that Baba. I say, Baba, sacrifice. And they say, we had. Some of them were, you know, just winking their nose at me like this. You said you don't eat the food of your enemy. And your friend did not cook anything. So they brought free food for me. And this guy decided to chop the meat. Few hours after, they are not the only one that ate it. Or just two of them that had message from my hip. We are here
to
started to bunch.
Okay, yeah.
The first time.
Daughter.
The two of them. And they called
themselves.
What is happening? Other people, they are not punching. Why is it that they are punching? The Bible said we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Why should you allow anything that is not of God to define you? That's the word of God. So, by the time the other one discovered that, the fourth time, the fifth time, he called me. Said, Pastor, I'm stealing. I don't know what has caused it. I don't know how the word came from my mouth. I just said, have you heard that goat meat? The ram? You have heard that ram? I said, yes. I said, that's why you are punching.
But sir,
others are not punching you. You are not like the others. You are different. The temple of God is inside of you. Because you have defined it, it's not
built.
Sacrifice. Daniel's sacrifice. Sacrifice is not easy. The other side is easy. Anything you like, eat. Anything you like, look. Anything you like, hear. Anything you like, do. That's the other side. But in this kingdom,
it's
the kingdom of sacrifice. That's why the Lord is saying, I should tell you this word. To preach to you, you need to sacrifice. You are not like any other person. Don't behave like any other person. Other person can take their pen and write whatever they like. But you cannot do it. You cannot do it. And get away with it. Other people can say whatever they like in their mouth. Against the church of God. Against the Bible. Against men of God. But you cannot do it. You are different. You should be able to sacrifice. You see some people gathering together. And all they discuss every Sunday is your pastor. And you go there and you say, what are you discussing? Our pastor is not. Especially if you are a child of God. Children of darkness, they can do that and get away with it. I don't fear anybody in this church. It's only kingdom of darkness children that will not fear. If you are a child of God, that God is expecting sacrifice from you, and you are just putting anything into your mouth, or putting your mouth into anything, you are looking for trouble. Read trouble. Job is a man of sacrifice. He's a man of sacrifice. Even Satan was jealous of him. This Job, he is serving you because of what he wants to get from you. God said, okay, Satan, go and do whatever you want. And he went ahead. He did his work. All that was coming out from the mouth of Job. Said, no mind in demon
presence.
No mind in demon
presence.
I know my demon presence. He lived. The wife came. Said, curse God and die. You have suffered enough. Wicked women. Misleading women. That we always mislead them. And if they are that kind of man, does he have sense? That this is the moment of sacrifice. He will have to listen to him. Anyway, curse God. There are moments that what you'll be facing will make you to curse God. But the spirit of sacrifice will hold you back. What is it that you are going through that others have never done? Hannah was a personality of sacrifice. She had two children. Everybody spoke against her. She went before the Lord and said, God, if you can give me just one child, I will return that child back to you. This is sacrifice. The aroma of that prayer got to heaven. The council of heaven, they sat down. They said, can you hear what I'm hearing? This woman, they said, if we can give her one, just one, said, she will return back. Can you do that? That is sacrifice. Just only one that you have. You drop it. Ah. Not the Christian.